Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Sinan Chidi of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He's a senior fellow. And looking at the Turkish rearmament or armament for the first time as a regional power and as an anchor of NATO, but at the same time, it has ambitions in the region to dominate certain stories. One of them is Cyprus. Another one could be the decline of Iran means the rise of Turkey. So about relationships, first of all, something that has to be positive. The relationship between Mr. Erdogan and Mr. Aliyev in Baku and the now-announced peace deal between Azerbaijan and Armenia, that was a war that Mr. Erdogan put his thumbprint on very, very hard in December of 2020, and it looks to be paying off big time. Is that correct, Sinan?
That certainly seems to be the outcome right now. I mean, we've seen an unexpected for all intents and purposes, positive outcome of a peace deal, or at least a ceasefire for now, or at least the Trump administration is projecting it as a peace deal between the Armenians and the Azerbaijanis, which represents potentially a major sort of stabilizing element in the Caucasus, because as you correctly point out, conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan really did sort of carry the potential of heightened instability in the Caucasus that also drew in countries such as the Russian Federation at the time, but also Turkish involvement. And what we did see during when the war did break out over this contested territory between Armenia and Azerbaijan, specifically this region called Nagorno or Karabakh in the Azeri parlance, this essentially resulted in Turkey's heavy support of Azerbaijan. And for those listeners who might not know, Azeris and Turks are very close in terms of affinity, simply because they're ancestrally very closely linked together. In fact, the Azeri language is very close and proximate to Turkish, to the extent that if you speak Turkish or Azeri, most people across the countries can understand each other. The language is very, very close to one another. So Turks and Azeris feel very close. So Turkish support of Azerbaijan in the war against Armenia was pretty sort of understandable from a Turkish perspective. But more importantly, in that conflict, as you suggest, Erdogan put his thumb down, not by just verbal support, but Turkey essentially used that conflict to test a significant number of its military platforms against Russian equipment, mostly in the form of drones, Turkish drones, which saw a devastating impact against Russian military equipment.
Erdogan and Al-Shara, that's an unknown, so I go right to it. We just have a few minutes here. The events in Syria these last weeks are very hard to discern, but there are reports of a massacre in Suweida against the Druze, following the reports of a massacre in the Alawite clans on the sea coast and threats to the Kurds. Does Erdogan have a working relationship with Al-Shara, or are they distant friends?
Erdogan has a very close relationship with Al-Shara, and what he's very much interested in is he is desperate, in fact, very sort of keen to ensure that the Shara government survives any challenges to what Erdogan would call Syria's unity and attempt to essentially make sure or ensure that any sort of ethnic or sectarian challenges or minority challenges to Shara's sort of ability to take control of all of Syria's governance is put down quite decisively. So, you know, Erdogan has a vested interest simply because he's essentially been a major proponent of Shara since the earliest days of the Syrian civil war, right? And the Druze sort of instability violence against the Druze, where we've seen a considerable world opinion speak up about Shara's inability to maintain control of his country or cater to the needs of the minority communities, or whether it's the Kurds, the Druze, or the Alawites, right? Erdogan's basically pushed back against that and says, well, That's not important. What is important is that we stand behind the president of Syria, which is Shawara, and everybody else can essentially fall in line. That's basically what Erdogan is saying, for all intents and purposes, right? So Erdogan's basically said in this, you know, evolving conflict that, you know, we will continue to support Shawara, and no other component of Syria, especially the Kurds, should not use the Druze instability and the skirmishes that has broken out in Suweida as an excuse to sort of carve out spheres of independence for their own. And what he means by that is, you know, just because Shawara cannot manage minorities such as the Druze, this should not be an excuse for Syria's Kurds to attempt to break off from Syria's central government and establish their own sort of statelet or autonomous region and try to maintain that. Erdogan really wants to push back against that. The question is there a means to essentially get Erdogan, or for Erdogan to essentially enforce that?
Right.
We don't know for that for right now.
Sinan Chidi for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.